Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Hey, we are starting something back again today. It's Double Your Pay. Everybody loves this contest, and it's so easy to get in on it. You just go to KidNation.com, KIDDNation.com. Just fill out the entry form. If you've done it before, because we have played this game before, you're already in the system. But coming up in 25 minutes from now, we're going to call the names of three people, and we're going to do this the same time every day, 7:20 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. We'll call the names of three people who are registered, and the first person to call back at 800-543-3548.
Lock it in, y'all. Lock it in.
800-543-3548. You're going to double the amount you earn in a one-week period.
There you go.
Let's say you don't have a job. You're in between jobs. Uh-huh. You're a stay-at-home mom. What about me? Well, you can play too because you're guaranteed, even if you don't have any income, to win a minimum of $1,000.
There you go.
And we'll double your pay to a maximum of $2,500. Please understand, we want to keep this contest going. So we have to cut it off somewhere.
Yeah, right, right.
Well, from one successful promotion to one that's not so successful.
It was all right.
Pretty much every bar in town has great promotions that make you want to come in, eat, drink, and watch games on big screens. But not Big Al's McKinney Avenue Tavern. Big Al runs things a little different than the rest. At the Mat, you're going to experience things no one would ever think of. Probably because, honestly, why would you? You'll experience a different kind of clientele. Not drunk people, or drug addicts, or foreigners, or even complete morons. You'll get to meet a select group called Nobody. You can get a wet t-shirt contest just about anywhere. But what about YouTube Tuesday, where we turn down the music, turn off the game, hire Psycho Shannon to come in and talk about YouTube videos, then fire her because the bar has nobody in it.
Yeah, I'm stupid.
Oh, and what about the bikini pub crawl for cancer and stuff? Nothing says beat cancer like zero girls in bikinis. And if the bar actually does happen to get full, we'll be sure to turn off the AC, just like at Kelly Raspberry's birthday exploitation. Also, who needs contestants for the big start of the football season promotion? Not Big Al Mack. Tired of having electricity everywhere you go? Come to the Mat and sit in complete darkness. Sick of riding around in your fancy car that never breaks down? Hop on Big Al's bus. You'll be stranded on the side of the road in no time. Want to pay excessive amounts for alcoholic beverages that contain no alcohol? Then head on down to Big Al Mack's McKinney Avenue Tavern. His brain might be full.
My brain is full.
But his bar sure isn't.
This is Big Al Mack, and I approve this message.
Greg, you're killing me.
Oh, Greg, well done.
So you actually paid for that commercial to air on the radio station now?
We approved it.
So how the Naked Cowboy?
Yeah, the most recent idea you had.
Okay, so you got, like, what, second weekend of college football, first weekend of NFL, and you know, thrown in turtle racing, and then this Naked Cowboy competition.
And so this all, you know, we're playing the Giants. Cowboys playing the Giants, so I'm thinking, what could bring New York people in?
Uh-huh.
The Naked Cowboy. He's in New York all the time. So
okay.
I figured that would be cool. And, you know, and the object was to have people audition to come in and be the Naked Cowboy in your city. So
can you even explain, because until you brought this up, I think I had seen photos of people visiting New York City of the Naked Cowboy. I didn't even know what it was.
Well, he's a guy that that dresses in tighty-whities, Fruit of the Looms, all right? And then he's written Naked Cowboy on the butt.
Okay.
And he basically stands in Times Square all day, every day, rain, sleet, snow, whatever, in this getup, the tighty-whities, the cowboy boots, and the cowboy hat, and he's got his guitar. And that's all he does. I'm the Naked Cowboy. And people just come up and take pictures. He's called, I don't know if it's true or if it's verifiable, he's called the most photographed man in the world.
And he's the one and he decided to franchise this business?
Yeah, because people were stealing his idea.
Right.
So he's like, well,
he trademarked it.
Franchises. So if you dare show up somewhere as the Naked Cowboy, you're not a franchise owner, he'll sue you to court.
He'll sue you or give you a cease and desist or whatever. So,
because who knew this was such a money-making opportunity? But does he charge a flat fee or do people just tip him whatever they want?
Yeah, people just tip him to take pictures. I mean, if he does an appearance, like for me or for somebody else, he'll charge. But he, people
just standing in New York City, he just takes tips, whatever they are.
Yeah, so he's got a permit or whatever it is to do that. And he's become part of the fiber of Times Square.
So here's the Naked Cowboy.
Is that what he said in his brochure? I'm part of the fiber?
Yeah,
I just threw that in.
This is the Naked Cowboy at Big Al's bar.
Yeah.
With an opening song about alcohol, and his naked cowboy wife is shaking her booty. So I've never heard him sing.
Okay.
So I'm excited to
and
see.
And this was last night.
This was last night because the culmination was last night. The three finalists.
Okay.
Culmination. So wow. You did a competition each week at the bar to be the franchise naked cowboy, right?
Right. Give one away.
And how many people auditioned?
Yeah. Three finalists.
Three finalists. We had three finalists.
How many people auditioned?
Three.
How many people work here that auditioned?
Two.
Okay, here's the naked cowboy singing.
Hey, you know what?
Well, I'm the naked cowboy, keeping a rip on you. I'm the naked cowboy, you gotta do what you gotta do. That's really all there is to it.
I'm telling you.
You can't do this.
No
way. He's got the sweetest gig ever. I mean, he knows a few songs.
No way that guy gets
paid. Not a sweet gig.
He doesn't do covers or anything?
He does. He knows some songs, but
he drums. It's a gross gig. It's gross. What he does is gross.
If you go to Kid TV and you watch the video of this naked cowboy performing, which I would have thought would have been a little bit better, you will see his wife is just sitting on the side playing one chord and kind of strumming the guitar.
No, they're not a band. Because
it's not about their singing.
It's not. It's not about the singing. It's about just him being naked cowboy.
There. Yeah. It's about him being there.
And for her, it was about her being there.
And he goes, I'm the naked cowboy. Picture. Hey, I'm the naked cowboy.
Hey,
picture.
And he's doing it.
He's making a good living at. You know? I mean, that's what people want to take a picture with this guy.
If it's public record, I would like to see his tax return.
I would love to.
How much he makes doing this. If that is, if we are allowed to see that, someone get on that for me because I'm very busy. I've still got to start this change.org petition for Brittany and Justin because nobody's doing that for me.
And he's got this place that sells oysters and they call them Naked Cowboy Oysters. They pay him money.
Fish?
Ew. That's like the one thing he can't sell.
Dude, I'm telling you.
And or salami.
He's doing it. So anyway. So, Psycho Shannon.
Our first contestant was Psycho Shannon.
She shows up in even less than she had on the first time she played. I think the pieces of duct tape were this time maybe an inch by an inch and a half.
Oh, boy.
Those are pasties.
Nice, Shannon.
And her thong, I believe, was like duct tape as well, like rainbow duct tape.
Oh, that had to hurt to take off.
And she has her guitar.
Or save her a trip to the Pretty Kitty.
But Shannon doesn't play guitar, so she brought her, what do you call this game? The game with guitar.
Guitar Hero.
And so she brings that. So she has no intention of playing guitar.
So your first contestant doesn't even play the guitar.
Right.
Here's Shannon's performance, or the beginning of it. See how much we can get through. If I pot it up. On Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Hi, Naked Cowboy.
Hello.
And I... Naked Cowboy's wife, cow lady. Hi, fans. So I brought my Guitar Hero guitar. Hello. I can't play guitar, so why bother? But oh, very trapped.
My mic
is not working.
She's wearing a thong.
She's naked.
So.
Oh, my God.
She's pretty much naked.
I am going to be Psycho Shannon, Naked Cow Lady.
I don't know if we should be showing this.
Because
she's like
you can find a flippin' cowboy anywhere here in Texas or cowgirl. Here I go.
She's going to rap.
Here we go.
Are y'all ready for my flow? I'm a naked cowboy person. Y'all don't get it. Do ya? Everybody, everybody. Go uptown, New York City, biatch. She's going to throw something like a mama tura. Tell Uncle Luca. He's really messing
with me. Oh, wow. Yeah, we better not show that on Kid TV again.
I think that
crosses some sort of boundary.
That was Psycho Shannon. She
was
decided
naked.
To go into the...
No, it wasn't.
That was pretty naked.
Al,
I had on panties and my boobs covered.
You had your nipples covered. If you're going to have a competition where people are singing, wouldn't you want your microphone to work?
I think there was some type of little issue when Shannon sang.
Shannon sang?
The regional radio star that owns a bar... He doesn't have a working microphone.
I think I heard one person hoot. All that was watching?
No, it was actually, it wasn't packed, but
I mean, how many, if you had to estimate how many were watching?
What'd you say, Janine? Maybe 30 or 40 people?
Janine.
Oh,
yeah, about 50 people.
Wait, did you turn the cowboy game off for this?
No, this was during a halftime of the cowboy game.
So, your second contestant.
30 or 40 people for the game?
This is the point. I brought him down here to play halftime of the game.
Okay.
But there was nobody in the...
Nobody's there.
There's about 50 people left. 50.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a decent crowd.
Your second. Your second.
That's a successful promotion to you?
No, I said there were a few people there.
50 people?
All right, let's move on.
Yeah.
Your second contestant also
and
happens
know,
to
and
work
you know
here.
He's rounding like guys do with their numbers.
Yeah, it's probably like way 25.
Multiply. Are you multiplying by 10?
Hey, you know what? We don't like. We like to have. I call it intimate. All right. Yeah. It's not like it was a slow night. I like to get
it
to know.
It was intimate,
customer.
All right. I will say Shannon.
Shannon's outfit was intimate.
Shannon.
All right, so our second contestant is our makeup artist for Dish Nation, Janine. And Janine actually has some skills. I mean, she can actually sing. She does Lady Gaga impersonations.
But like Shannon, she also does not play the guitar.
No, she does not play the guitar. But okay. She had her nice one there.
Here's Janine.
I've never seen a diamond girl. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my dreams.
Sounds good.
Yeah, she can sing. No
in
offense, Shannon.
In a torn up town, no postcode air.
Microphone cut out again, Al.
Yeah.
Her microphone cut.
And she was like good.
She
I mean,
was good.
It's a good song choice, Janine. A little slow.
So,
people don't know it.
Slow.
Love it.
She can actually sing.
She can actually sing. And she played a little bit.
Okay.
So, anyway, third contestant.
Well, because she's in theater.
Well, yeah.
She's our makeup artist. She's in theater her whole life.
So, our third contestant was a guy that I didn't know. Didn't work here.
Oh, wow.
Idea. So
congratulations.
We actually, thank you.
My man.
So, and he got into it. He actually said he was going to dress up as the Naked Cowboy for Halloween this year.
Okay.
And regardless whether
he
got into this contest or not. So, he had just heard about it, like, I don't know, about a week ago. And so, he decided to play ukulele. So he's changing it up.
Does he actually play the ukulele?
No, he did not. He wore it.
Why are you so hateful? You're so bitter because you didn't win.
Well, obviously, now you've ruined it.
Oh.
We know Shannon now is out of the running.
So anyway.
Oh, whoa.
So anyway, he plays his ukulele and he sings this song. He gets into it.
Okay.
I love myself.
Ooh.
I want you to love me. When I feel down, I want you above me. I search myself. I want you to find me.
My.
I forget myself. I want you to remind me. I don't want.
Does he ever play the ukulele?
Nah.
That's not the point.
It's about the show, dude.
And he even kind of looks like the Naked Cowboy with the long hair.
Uh-huh. He's got on his tidy whitey. He's got on his cowboy boots. And he's working the crowd.
As a guy.
Oh, no!
He's grinding on people.
I would think if you were a guy and you weren't playing the instrument, it was just a prop, wouldn't you choose the largest instrument possible,
right.
Not a tiny ukulele to go right there?
Tiny ukulele can make things look bigger.
Size clearly doesn't matter. Because the winner was crowned.
The Naked Cowboy announces the winner.
Right.
Should have been Janine or Shannon,
and
in my opinion.
And it followed the rules.
He picked the winner.
All right.
It's some guy we don't know.
Let's see.
It's all about going out there and just making people laugh, getting up in their faces, having a good time, connect with people. I think I'm going to have to choose Paul tonight. Paul. I am a little partial.
Oh, Shannon.
It is a bunch of crap. That guy went on for probably about 15 or 20 minutes.
Oh,
when the rules clearly state, I have it printed right here from the madonline.com.
You tell
that finalists will perform one song, and that guy did two. So he should have been disqualified for not following the rules, number one. Number two, Naked Cowboy's wife said that I should have won.
So, Shannon, if you're a lawyer and would like to represent Shannon in her lawsuit against Al, please give us a call.
And something tells me Naked Cowboy likes dudes and Naked Cowboy's wife likes girls.
She was very touchy.
She was very touchy-feely.
She's, you know what? She's Latin and she's, you know, they're very huggy, emotional people.
Yeah, she's from Mexico City.
Yeah.
Oh, she's from Mexico City.
Yeah,
and
she's your hometown.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Hello, Kid Craddock in the morning.
I hope this isn't Kid calling from heaven.
Hello?
Because this would be so embarrassing right now.
Big Al, it's Mike.
Oh,
promotions guy.
Mike, the promotions guy. How you doing?
Yeah, I was just wondering if this is a good time to call. And,
The Naked Cowboy promotion is over now.
Yeah.
So if you have any ideas.
So here's my list I came up with over the weekend.
Okay.
Oh, new ideas for the bar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
How about vodka and Mexican tap water night?
Okay.
Might have to get some porta potties. I'm already on that.
Okay, great.
You don't want that one?
No,
you don't like it? Okay. How about we can't really find any mud because it's really hot outside, but we could do camel poop pit wrestling night?
Camel
poop.
What day is it? Poop poop.
No, not partial that one either. What else you got, Mike?
Would you like to do looks like chicken but tastes like fish and smells like fish night? We have all this chicken that we forgot to refrigerate, so I figured.
No. Probably can't do that.
You don't like that one, okay.
Thanks, Mike. Oh,
no, I got one more.
Okay. Yeah.
This one's our favorite. Okay. Inspired.
Who is our?
The crew.
Just me. I'm the only one working here right now, but I have an imaginary friend.
All right, what's your favorite?
His name's Stuart.
What's your favorite, man?
The Senior Citizen Wet T-Shirt Concert.
No.
Concert or a contest?
How about old people singing with wet T-shirts?
Well, that one might have some legs.
Actually,
old people singing with wet
maybe
T-shirts.
Not, maybe just drop the concert part. A geriatric wet T-shirt contest?
This is my job. Who's that?
That's Kelly.
This is my job.
Yeah, okay,
my not your job.
Man, those T-shirts are going to have to touch the ground.
Yeah, we have to look out the droopy
singers. Pretty much every bar in town has great promotions that make you want to come in, eat, drink, and watch games on big screens. But not Big Al's McKinney Avenue Tavern. Big Al runs things a little different than the rest.
Al, I'm glad that's over for you.
I am too. It was a good job. Thank y'all for.
How much did it cost? And if you don't mind full disclosure, how much did it cost you to get 50 people in your bar for Sunday Night Football? If you had to just round it off, just take a stab. How much did that set you back?
About $100 per person.
So it's about $5,000 or 50? What? I can't do math that quickly. About $5,000 to get 50 people in. Okay.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
We are right on time.
Yep.
Shocking.
We're going to announce three names right now. If your name is announced, you have 10 minutes to call our show, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
Or 800-5-GEEK-IT.
The three names are...
Say them fast.
First one in
wins. I will.
First one in wins.
I got to get my breath.
All right.
Joy Hitchcock, Adriana Khan, Amber Waldorf. Again, Amber Waldorf, Adriana Khan, and Joy Hitchcock. You have 10 minutes to call us and double your pay. 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Boom.
So excited.
On time.
And we're taking the first one.
The first one.
It gets back to us, and we're going to double your pay.
If you're second, you're the first loser, by the way.
Yeah, that's right. No, I was just going to say, and maybe if we double your pay, you could take a little vacation like Kelly Raspberry just did to Mexico.
I did.
A little spontaneous trip, weekend trip.
Yeah. I was, let's just go back to kid's funeral.
Oh man.
And I was, I'm so sorry to bring down the room. But I was at kid's funeral, and we were just talking, and there was just, you know, so much was going on. It all happened so quickly. We were blindsided, and the funeral happened 6 days after he passed away. And I told my girlfriend of mine, I said, you know, I just keep going in my mind's eye to an ocean. And I said, I just am staring at the ocean. I said, all I want to do is go sit on a beach and stare at water and not talk to anybody and not hear any noise. I just want to be by myself. I've never done that. And she was just so generous. She has so many miles. She's a global traveler now.
That's so cool.
Where you get to put your fingerprints in and you don't have to go through customs.
Yeah.
And she said, I want to do this for you. I want to give you my miles and let you go trip somewhere.
That's so nice.
And at first I was like, no, that's too much. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to take her up on it because she was genuine, sincere. And
she's probably really rich and can afford it.
That's the other assumption you could make. But not only did she get me tickets, she got me a first class ticket.
What? You got drunk on the way there?
It's so nice.
Is she married?
I'm going to tell you, people are just friendlier in first class.
Well, they're
we
better
had
people.
So much fun. On the way there, it was kind of empty. But apparently, the weekend after Labor Day is the weekend to go to Cancun because it's a ghost town. On the way out there,
so that's the weekend to go.
Well, yeah, if you want to be by yourself and you don't want to be partying. Right. I mean, we didn't go to an all inclusive because, like, my friend was. We'll see. Okay, I wanted to go by myself, but I was scared to travel by myself. So she decided to go too with her girlfriend. So we all flew together and then went our separate ways, which is really cool. pool. So I had my own room. And on the way out there, there was nobody in first class. So we were asking the guy, wouldn't it be fun to do like a lottery and let some of the people in coach come up and experience first class? Wouldn't that be a nice thing to do?
Let the poor people come forward and have a cookie.
You're producing the flight.
Kelly took the warm cookies back to coach. Like, would anyone like a free smell?
I've gotten to do first class once, and it was when we had my bachelor party, and Al got me a ticket in first class.
They give you warm nuts.
That's my favorite thing.
Warm towels.
Mm-hmm. The seats are bigger.
Their seats are bigger. My honest to God, my favorite thing is warm nuts in first class. I love them. I love them.
Got to.
It is. They're irresistible.
There's just something about them, and I never think to heat them at home.
You're right.
You stick them in the oven. And sometimes,
every once in a while, you get on a flight, and they don't have them.
And I'm just so disappointed.
Oh, I'm sorry, first class. They don't have your warm notes.
I didn't pay for my ticket, but I would have like asked for like a voucher or something if they wouldn't have had those warm nuts.
And they never have extra ones.
And they bring you food. They bring you like a sandwich or something.
Yes,
and
I got
salad.
To choose between a salmon salad. And I was like, who's going to eat fish in first class?
You get free drinks.
Yeah, free drinks.
Yeah.
So I had a couple of those on the way out.
Yeah.
I never drink on a plane because it's expensive. But I wasn't paying for nothing.
Kelly's whole Mexico story is going to be about her first class flight.
Right, that's all.
Well, that's the most fun. So I get to Mexico, right. And I just, you know, my friend goes her way, and we go. And I said, my whole mantra this weekend is going to be yes. I'm just going to say yes to everything.
Wow, really?
And I turn around. There's all these, like, college kids like, yeah. I'm like, forget I said that. Don't ask me anything. I am Kelly. Raspberry, damn it.
Right.
So that was my thing. I was going to just say yes to everything. Well, I wasn't asked a whole lot, except for would you like another one? You know, I said yes to too much 4 pounds later. But, you know, I got my breakfast included, so I got to go have breakfast buffet every morning. And I took my Bible with me and my devotional because I'm trying. Yes, okay. I did. All and right. the little waiters, we were so nice. We all talked about spiritual things together, and everybody else is like, you're so stupid.
Everybody's getting drunk. Woo!
Yeah. Funny. And I'm reading the Bible and my devotional. I'm having a good time. And then
I read the Bible.
And then I said, I'm going to go to the gym. Just like Jenna, I'm going to go to the gym on one of my trips. So I went to the gym, and I went on the treadmill, and it was all in Spanish, so I couldn't figure out kilometers, but I think I was running pretty fast.
Yeah.
I ran a whole mile, not at once. I broke it up, but I ran a mile.
Good. All right.
And then I did lunges. There's me and one other guy in there, and I couldn't, you know, let him.
Keep saying yes.
Yeah, I did.
See?
I did the lunges, and I did the curls and stuff. Mm. 20 minutes later, I was out of there.
Yeah.
Because I had to get ready for my massage.
Yeah. You enjoyed that massage, though, more, didn't you, since you worked out beforehand?
Well, here's the thing. They suggest you go in the jacuzzi and then the cold dip and then get your massage and then a shower and then massage. Yeah, cold plunge.
Yeah.
But see, I came down naked, you know, except for the, you know, robe. And so I had to get in there naked. I was terrified somebody was going to come in. So I took the towel and wrapped it around me and got into it with a towel. So when I got out, I had like this 50-pound wet soaking towel. And I just like tried to wring it out as best as I could because I felt so bad for the people having to pick that up off the floor.
Well, they're
going to
wash it.
Horrible.
Yeah, okay.
I know, but it's sopping wet and it's heavy.
All right.
And then I got in the cold plunge. She said, don't stay longer than 2 or 3 minutes. I literally dipped in and jumped out. It was horrible.
I can't do the cold plunge, man.
Yeah.
So I got a lovely massage, and then I sat on the beach and ordered a virgin pina colada.
At least get some alcohol in that.
Because fun sometimes. I bought a bottle of vodka at customs at the no tax thing so I could add my own.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Gosh,
so you got
way cheaper.
In one hand,
it was $11 for a virgin one.
But I think pina coladas have rum in them, don't they?
Well, yeah. It was good. I put vodka in it. I don't like rum. And so I just sat there and read a book and watched for like a couple hours. And then I slept a lot and had another breakfast buffet.
You read your Bible.
You are
I read
Baptist.
My Bible.
You made your own pina coladas with vodka from the airport.
Yes, I did.
You didn't go to the club?
No.
You didn't meet
I'm the life of the party.
You didn't meet a Latin pool
That's
boy?
That's not what this trip was about. It was about being by myself.
Man, I thought you went like spring break crazy.
No. But on the flight back was fun. Because
warm nuts?
Yes.
More warm nuts?
There was a bachelor party that was just coming back home. So they were all in a great mood. And then there was a guy that sat next to me who just left their friend got married. It was a... plenty of fish set up.
Oh, wow, really?
He met this guy. This wasn't the guy that got married. He just went down for the wedding, who met his bride on Plenty of Fish. She'd moved to New York City from Russia, and they met on plentyoffish.com, so she moved down here to marry him.
That's just what they're telling people.
Wow. Russian brides.
Why would you? Yeah. Why would You think?
Yeah.
I've been mm-hmm. on there. Yeah, some mm-hmm. fine.
Well, he said it was plenty of fish. So anyway, he was hammered and talked to me the whole time. And he kept like saying, so you're going to give me a ride home, right? You remember? And I'm like, this guy's digging me. He just wanted a ride home. And I told him, no, I'm not giving you a ride home. And so finally, when he realized, he said, well, I'm going to ask you out and you're going to say yes.
And
right. I was like, no, I'm not. I'm too old for you. And then so once we got off the plane and he realized I really wasn't going to give him a ride home, he just started hitting on the other chicks in line.
Well, yeah, he need a ride.
Yeah, that's what guys do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we move on to the next one. That's how we roll.
So I was feeling special for a minute.
So your trip to Mexico.
Buffet.
Buffet, Bible. Massage. And making your own drink.
Mm-hmm, pretty much.
Okay.
Do you feel better? More refreshed?
Yeah, I feel, I mean, I yeah.
That's
I think
really
the most fun was the flight home because the guys up there, they were like, I want to buy you a shot, Kelly Raspberry. You know, here I am, no makeup. And I get recognized 50 million times in Mexico at the airport on the way back. I was so embarrassed. But they were like, I'm going to buy you a shot. And the stewardess is like, we don't do shots in first class. Well, guess what? They talked her into doing a shot. So I had to do a shot. It was fun. I mean, those guys.
We don't do shots in first class.
Oh, man. I know. Weird. You always wonder at like the nice sushi restaurants, can we do sake bombs here?
Oh, you guys?
Nope. Oh.
Sorry to interrupt the show.
All right.
Oh, you interrupt my fabulous story to give away money? What's up with that?
Yeah, I figured it'd be better.
It sounds like a fun trip. Kind
it was fun. I mean, it was what I needed.
Would you have been just as happy just going up in the air in first class, flying around for a few hours and coming back down?
Well, everybody was having so much more fun in first class. And, I mean, and then people behind me were like, Kelly Raspberry, I had to sit in no class. And I'm like, I didn't pay for it. You know me better than that.
Yes, we do.
Hi, would you please state your name?
Amber Waldorf.
Amber Waldorf.
We have verified your identity in the back.
We did identify your identity in the back.
It sounded just dirty, didn't it?
Have you ever flown first class, Amber Waldorf?
No.
Well, you can afford to now because we're going to double your pay.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, girl.
Yay!
Congratulations.
What did you enter as to what you make in 1 week?
I don't make anything. I'm a full-time student with two kids.
Well, guess what, full-time student? You're just going to get a nice little cold hard
$1,000. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
See, you don't have to have a job to win. In fact, that's even better.
You don't need no job. You're
yeah.
from school.
Yeah, go to Mexico and read the Bible and all that.
For school.
You're going to use what? The $1,000 for school?
Pay for school.
Aw, well, at least that's good. That's good.
Well, at least use like $200 towards something for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Promise?
Okay.
Where do you want to be when you grow up? What are you studying? What do you want to be when you grow up?
Dental hygiene.
All right.
That is a great career.
Oh, you know what that means, Al?
I need to get my teeth clean.
No, that means she's hot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm one of those rare people that loves going to the dentist. I love getting my gums scraped, and really? I love laughing gas.
I love it. It's awesome.
Well, congratulations, Amber Waldorf. You're our first winner.
Yay!
Oh, my God.
Enjoy your $1,000.
Thank you so much.
Now, more of Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Al and Kelly may not really care about this, but Jenna and I are super excited.
About what?
Because next week, we will have a very special guest on the show calling in from the best show of all time, Breaking Bad, Aaron Paul.
We get Jesse Pinkman.
Jesse Pinkman.
I'm sorry, who? What?
Jesse Pinkman, Kelly.
Kelly,
which
apparently,
one is he?
Kelly.
He's Walt's cook friend.
former
student. He cooked with Walt, and now they're having it out.
He cooked?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, meth. Chef? Oh, yeah.
He's one of the...
Is a meth chef?
Walt taught him everything he knows.
Breaking Bad only has a few episodes left forever.
I think I'm too late.
Yeah, you wouldn't like it.
I feel like I missed this, because this...
Yeah, you did.
Everybody talks about this show. Everybody I know talks about how great this show is, and I've never, ever seen it.
Well,
and I feel like I really missed out on it.
Jenna and our engineer Chickering used to talk about it so much, and I would sit there going like, this show cannot possibly be as good as what
okay.
they're saying.
My first question is, what channel is it on?
AMC.
It's on AMC.
Mad Men. Okay.
So,
same
so they
channel.
Can, they can curse and stuff.
AMC. Okay. Yeah. AMC. Well, this is the deal. I hate missing the boat on things, and I felt like I didn't watch The Sopranos, you know, from start to finish.
That was my show.
And I also tried to get into The Wire, but I did the same thing. I started it when it was over, and
right.
I was like, and everyone had said those are two of the best shows of all time ever in the history of television.
So you're
so,
like, this time I'm not
like,
going to risk
it. When I heard this show a few episodes in of season one was the best show ever, I'm like, I'm not missing the boat again, so I've just been committed since day one, and it's so intense. I couldn't even handle the suspense seconds last night between flipping back and forth between Breaking Bad
and
Cowboys. I was just going back and forth. Like, I was like, I need to medicate. It's so intense.
Last night's episode, and they always leave you with the cliffhanger and just can't wait till next week. It's really, I mean, you should really get into it.
Well, it's too late. I mean,
no, you can get into it. They still have the seasons out. You can catch up.
Yeah, but what happens is he's never going to be able to do, was it five seasons? And then the end's going to be here, and then everybody's going to spoil the end before he gets to it. Because everybody's going to be, so there's,
probably.
You know.
Well, the thing would be, even if I started watching right now, today, I would not be able to talk about the things that my friends talk about on the show, because I would be watching the backstory, and they'd be watching the current stuff. So
you know what?
Still,
you need to start a club.
Mm-hmm.
Of people who want to watch it now, and just y'all can have your own little discussion groups. That might be fun. That could be your bar promotion. Have people come to the bar that are watching, and you all watch Breaking Bad together.
Yeah, behind Breaking Bad.
Forget those.
Yeah.
Behind.
Get those football games. We'll watch Breaking Bad.
I mean, it's not football every single night.
Yeah. Here's what I'm doing.
What?
Because they get to halftime in the game, and then you could watch Breaking Bad, and then you pause the football game. By the time Breaking Bad's over, you're good with
no,
the football.
No, the crowd would be nuts thinking the game comes back and you're still watching Breaking Bad. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I like that idea, Al. You could get some friends together, and you could start your own little club.
I would
Instead
like
of a book club, it'd be
like
a Breaking Bad club.
Yeah, I would like to see it. I want to see what everybody's talking
but
about.
But
I'm stressed out because I don't know. I'm going to be grieving it. That's almost when I watch it. It's not that I'm so excited that it's on. It's
you don't
more
want it to
like
over.
Now
yeah.
you
yeah,
know
you
that
going.
It's
that's
like
how I was
the time leading up's better. Yeah,
that's how I was with Sopranos. I'd look at the clock, and it'd go off at whatever it was, 10 o'clock, like 10 till 10. I'm like, dang it, it's almost over. I've been waiting on this all week, and it's almost over.
So don't embarrass us, Kelly and Al, when Jesse Pinkman calls in next week.
You know what? I just won't talk. I mean, I don't mind not participating because I don't watch the show, and I don't
so
want
excited.
To insult him.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'll just, you know, as far as he's concerned, it's JC and Jenna in the morning.
I actually, because of this movie that they asked me to do, I looked up Aaron Paul and how he got into acting because he literally just got the role and was like, okay, there's a clip of him on The Price is Right. Like, he was just a regular dude and literally got this role.
Well, he was trying to act.
Yeah, he was trying to act. And they asked him, they're like, did you ever take acting classes? And he's like, no, they're just telling me how I'm supposed to feel, and then I feel that way.
Hey,
that's
you know
how
what?
I do it.
That's genuine. That's,
well,
what is it? What's the word? Authentic.
I tried to do that. I couldn't. It's hard to do it that way.
Well, you're talking about your cold read. Well, you're not meant to really emote at a cold read. You're just kind of going through the lines and getting a feel for it.
I'm going to suck.
Maybe.
Is it a very big part?
Yeah, I'm the main character.
I need to say that. That's the first time I think I've ever heard him say he's going to be bad at something.
But if you practice enough, you'll be great, JC.
Yeah, I'm practicing.
Yeah, like making babies.
So what's the name of your movie?
Reborn.
Yeah, you think?
Okay.
And it's like four vignettes. Or, like you said, there's three or four movies.
There's different storylines.
But they all somehow are intertwined.
Yeah.
Oh, like Traffic?
Yeah.
Like the movie Traffic?
I don't think I've seen that one, but sure.
Or in Crash?
Crash.
Something like that, yeah.
And you play a car salesman.
I'm a car salesman.
Who has some sort of dirty dealings behind the scenes or what?
He likes to gamble.
Mm-hmm.
And he earns money gambling.
You gotta talk to Kelly's dad. I mean, he's a former car salesman.
I know. I need to.
Yeah, you need to research your role.
Wait, so you have a gambling addiction?
Probably got a shady past in there somewhere.
My daddy does not have a shady past, but he could tell you about the used car business and get you. You have to develop a backstory for your
character. That's what I need.
JC.
I need to go in there and work with your dad.
And you need to talk to someone who gambles a lot, so you can know what that feels like.
Oh, well, I got to hang out with Kid for a while, so I know that.
Yeah, you probably got that.
But let's talk about what's going on TV.
Well, no, when do you start filming?
This week.
That's it?
On Wednesday.
Wow.
We start Wednesday.
Tell me about this hot chick, your co-star, man.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm allowed to tell you stuff.
She's a Latin chick?
She's from Costa Rica.
Oh, my goodness.
She lives out in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Costa Rica doesn't necessarily
mean
hot.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
I've been to Costa Rica. Costa Rica equals hot.
She's
you look up Costa Rica in the dictionary,
really?
It just says hot.
She's a good-looking girl.
Yeah. Costa Rica, Puerto Rico, all of Rica.
All them Ricas.
Paprika.
Paprika.
And she does have an acting resume. I mean, did everyone go around the room and share what they've done before?
No, but she's done stuff.
Like what?
She worked on 21 Jump Street.
Oh.
And I think she worked on Spy Kids.
Wow.
And she's done some other independent films.
So she's had some legit work.
She's done commercials. Yeah,
she's
done commercial work.
And would you say you've only filmed yourself on your iPhone?
I got selfies.
I got selfies on my phone.
I make some YouTube videos.
I make
song
YouTube
parodies.
Videos.
Yeah.
And then the guy that plays the bad guy role, he was in Olympus Has Fallen with Gerard Butler, I think.
Oh, wow.
Was who in that?
Oh,
yeah, so he was in that movie with him.
Are you going to, like, take a crash course with an acting coach?
They got me one. don't know if that's a good sign.
Was that after the cold read?
I don't know if that's a good sign or a bad sign. He's like, yeah, we're going to have you meet with a coaching, with an acting coach on Tuesday. Before we start,
Tuesday.
Could you start filming like,
literally?
Hey,
a
it's
crash
better
course.
Than nothing.
Yeah,
isn't that, but isn't that kind of like running a marathon the day before you do the marathon?
Hey, yeah. It's better than nothing.
I guess
when you're training today.
Today.
Hey, you getting paid? You don't have to tell me how much.
Yeah.
Are you getting paid, really?
Yeah, he's SAG, Kelly. He has to.
Yeah,
get
I'm
paid.
SAG.
We're SAG. We're Screen Actors
Guild. I'm senior citizen. I'm sagging.
Sagging.
get your SAG on, dog.
Yeah.
What is? I have to look up what scale is for SAG. So when we go off.
Well, there's different scales. There's independent scale, then there's low budget scale, then there's.
Yeah, we're not like Modern Family scale.
Yeah, we're not.
Oh, we are gonna blow this up. You're gonna have the biggest red carpet premiere you've ever seen.
Yeah,
they already have the theater where they're gonna premiere it.
This is gonna be.
It's
huge.
A very angelic theater.
Oh, we'll be there.
No.
I'm going to come. You better tell us the right date.
I feel so weird. I don't know if I want you guys to watch it. I don't know if I want Kenzie to watch it.
You don't have a choice.
Oh, we're having listeners. We're going to give away tickets.
I don't know if I'm supposed to tell Kenzie to go get popcorn during the love scene or if she's
We're going to give away. Listeners are going to want to see this.
No. The movie opens up with me in boxers.
Are they going to have a butt double for you because you don't have no butt?
I'm wearing boxers, Al. I got a butt.
You get a butt double?
Dude, you got no butt.
Don't, you have to prove it.
No, I'm showing out
no.
my butt.
I don't want to see your butt.
I'm taking my pants off right now.
I saw all the butt I needed to last night. Okay, that's good.
Is that good
that's
butt?
No butt.
Is that thing?
Don't be sticking it out like
Jenna,
that.
Is that good butt? Kind of butt?
It's a good butt.
It's not like a super good butt, but it's a butt.
How sad that you need validation like that. That's so sad.
I just took my pants off for you guys.
I know, and we told you not to.
I didn't need that.
Is this what happens when your wife has baby number two?
What?
Start showing your butt, taking your pants off.
Well, you can't say I don't have a butt. I don't have a huge butt, but I kind of do have a little
Maybe
bit of a
Maybe you should start
butt.
Doing some squats and lunges between
I
now
do
and
squat.
Wednesday.
She's just telling. She's actually validating my point. That
you know, just to
butt.
Perk it up a little bit.
Yes, a butt.
That's a little
a butt.
One.
I'm wearing boxers. It's not like I'm going full butt.
That's I feel true. Like it's hard for boxers. A guy that works out a lot and is pretty lean and has muscle to have like a butt.
A butt.
Yeah, you got to do a lot of.
Because a butt's a lot of fat.
I got butt for you right here.
But I told him.
You need muscle to lift up what you got.
I told him I would go butt. I'll go full on butt on the screen.
Don't volunteer that.
Why don't you go back?
Because you're supposed to be waking up and you get out of bed. You sleep naked. You get out of bed and you put some boxers on.
They're giving you the opportunity to wear boxers and you're volunteering to be naked.
Well, I was telling them to make it more realistic. Get out of bed naked, put my boxers on.
But wait a minute.
If you want a little flash of the butt, I'll give you a little flash of the butt.
Your love interest is going to be right there.
Yeah.
In bed with you.
You want some butt?
And you want to be in the bed with her butt naked?
And you want your children to see this one day?
Oh, what?
No.
Hey, the butt's way better than the front.
Yeah, I'm not showing the front. I'm showing the butt.
The butt's
so this
way
is rated
better
R, obviously.
You're in an R-rated movie.
I think it will be R-rated.
Not yet rated.
Yeah, it's not yet rated.
It's up
but
to you.
For language and violence and brief nudity.
Oh, I'm sorry. What, Al?
Let me see the butt, dude.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, no.
So it's probably going to be R-rated based on the scene.
Wow.
I got
and they're going to submit this to independent film festivals. So they're trying to get a theatrical release, or is this going to be straight to DVD? How is this? Do you know anything
I
like that?
I think they want to do theatrical release.
Like at art houses and things like that?
Yeah, you go to the, I don't know how it works, but I think they do want
to. Are we going to be going to Sundance?
I don't want you guys to even see it.
We're going to go to Aspen.
Where's Costa Rica lady? Is she going to be buttless too?
That's
is she keeping it real?
She's
keeping,
be naked.
She's keeping it more real than you.
She's going to be naked.
Skin to skin.
If Kenzie finds out you volunteered to be naked, you're going to be hell to pay.
No, I don't want to be naked like on her. I just want to show. I want to see what my butt looks like on the screen.
Dude, there's naked and there's Costa Rica naked.
Hey, JC, I mean, you know we can do that for you. We can just take a picture of your butt and put it on the screen.
I want to see what it would look like on a movie screen. I'm only going to have this butt once in my life.
If you need a butt double, I'm here for you.
I don't think it would match
Where'd that big brown butt come from?
Black butt.
Black butt Mac.
Well, I'm excited. I can't wait for that
premiere. So when's the release of this movie?
I don't know. After a few months. I think October or November-ish.
That's a big, quick turnaround.
Man, we might be in like kids.
The movie's going to be done in 30 days?
They're going to shoot it and edit it and release it in 30 days?
Guys, I don't know. I'm just acting.
Why don't you find out something?
Well, I know. I will. I'll try.
He don't care. He wants to show his
butt. Do you feel like you know us well enough to complete our thoughts? Your chance to test your skills coming up next with an all-new edition of Match Game. So call us if you want to play. 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
It's hard to tell on this show if we're on the air or not.
We have brought back Kelly Raspberry's favorite game of all time.
Of all time.
I loved it.
And so now we play it every Monday. It's called Match Game.
You can still watch it on the Game Show Network or whatever, that the TV. No. What is it? The Game Show Network? Yeah.
Yeah. Is it reruns?
Yeah, it's reruns.
Everybody's dead.
They do it, I think, late at night. They have some new game shows on there, though. Apollo Ono is now hosting Minute to Win It.
The skater?
Yeah, the
skier
the
or something,
skaters.
Whatever
yeah.
he
no,
was.
Skaters. Skaters.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what your future holds for you after years of Olympic training and
well,
gold medals.
Yeah.
Dancing with the Stars leads to hosting, like Mario Lopez with Extra, Apollo Ono with yeah. Minute to Win It.
Better than nothing.
Stacey Keibler with that grocery market, the
uh-huh.
supermarket thing.
Right. Nick Adams with the Match Game on Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Yeah, it can only lead
Hello.
To bigger and better things.
Hey,
yeah.
Chuck. What's going on, Chuck?
Hey, guys. Y'all ready to play?
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's meet our contestants.
Yeah, let's meet our contestants. Coming in right now. Who says dudes never get through? We got one right here. Turn your radio down, Adam.
What up, dude?
How you doing, buddy? Adam?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Adam.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Let's see, I'm 35 years old, work at Walmart, and got a beautiful 9-year-old son. He just celebrated his birthday.
All right.
Attaboy.
He'd be so excited if his daddy wins Match Game today.
Oh, he would. Definitely. Definitely.
We'll make him proud.
Well, here's your competition, Adam.
We'll get it.
She is Miss Christine. Hello, Christine.
Hi, Kelly Raspberry.
Well, hi, Christine.
Oh, only Kelly gets a hi?
Well, I said hello to her. She's being quiet.
Hi, Missy, Jenna, Big Al.
What
Big
you,
hello.
Tell us about you, Christine.
I am an environmental educator in South Texas. I am married, no kids, and in 2 weeks I'm moving to Montana.
Wow.
Oh,
yes.
Educate us about the environment really quickly.
Oh, okay. Well, I was so excited one day when that great blue heron was walking across the canal and JC identified it correctly. I was pretty thrilled about
See,
that.
See, I took a bird class in elementary school.
There you go.
Is that what they call it? Bird class?
Bird class.
I got that 8 a.m. bird class.
Bird's
Christine,
the word.
Your competition today is Adam.
Hi, Adam.
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Take it away, Nicholas.
Does everyone know how to play?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm just going to start reading the first question.
We have to just remind them because we had this slip up last time.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
You have to give your answer after we've all dinged in. So don't give your answer until all of us have dinged in, because then that'll wipe your answer out and you have to come up with another one, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right,
Adam, so you're going to be up first, all right? So this question is for you.
So just think about your answer.
All right, after seeing her audition for the Naked Cowgirl, Psycho Shannon has been asked to become a spokesmodel for blank.
Okay, ding.
Ding.
Ding. Ding.
Okay, all of our celebrities have dinged in.
Thanks for calling us celebrities.
Yes, Thanks, you got
Nick.
It, guys.
I feel good now.
Adam, so who is Psycho Shannon going to be a spokesmodel for now?
Legs.
Legs pantyhose?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right,
Whoa.
Let's go around the
legs
room.
Legs in general.
Kelly, your answer?
Well, I said after they saw her audition for the Naked Cowboy, Shannon was asked to be a spokesmodel for the Boy Scouts of America.
No match. Big Al?
All right. I said after seeing her audition for the Naked Cowgirl, Psycho Shannon has been asked to become a spokesmodel for liquid paper. Because she's so
no
pasty
match.
White.
Yeah, she is.
Got it. Okay.
JC?
Oh,
I said she'd be a spokesmodel for Lil' Kim's fashion line.
Yeah.
Put a little duct tape on that boob and you're good.
There you go.
No match, Jenna.
All right, Chuck. I said, after seeing her audition for Naked Cowboy, Psycho Shannon has been asked to become the spokesmodel for Old Spice.
No match.
Oh,
sorry,
that's unfortunate.
Adam.
Sorry,
Adam.
That's you, Jenna.
That was a tough one.
Ooh.
No, it's because you were naked and he's naked in the commercial. That's why I went with that. Not like a smelly thing, more like a topless thing.
I was stinky, too.
I was going with your flat-chested, so they thought you were a boy. That's what I was going with.
Shannon had them girls.
Okay, Christine, we move on to you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. When he realized they had run out of diapers, JC improvised and wrapped Chloe's bottom in blank.
Oh. This is a tough one.
Ding.
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 Okay.
Got it.
All right, Christine. After he had realized they'd ran out of diapers, JC improvised and wrapped Chloe's bottom in blank.
Gotta be his football pants.
football pants.
Is that a good answer?
Is that a good answer? Huh.
Let's go around the room. Kelly?
I said JC improvised and wrapped Chloe's bottom in a low-carb tortilla.
No match. Big Al.
Has to be low-carb, though,
you know. Doesn't that look like food afterwards?
I'm right there with you, Kelly Raspberry. I said tortilla.
What?
No match
so
there.
Racist.
Is it?
I said his Chargers jersey.
Oh, there you go.
Ooh, close. That was close to pants.
First of all, you would know that I would never allow my daughter to poo or pee or on anything that's Charger related.
I know.
So I said a Houston Texan shirt because we're going to whoop them up tonight.
Good answer, right. But no match, Christine.
Way
sorry
to offend
about that.
A large segment of our audience there, JC.
Well, don't play the Chargers. I don't want to offend you.
Okay,
well,
Adam.
Well, it's tied at nothing to nothing.
This right. is an exciting Woo! Game. Wow.
Adam, back to you. This question is for you. Here we go. You know why Jenna is such a fun date?
Why?
Because she can touch her blank with her tongue.
Ooh. Or her tongue to her thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Ding.
She would know.
Yeah, right?
Ding.
I know, because I did it in front of you.
Ding.
Ding.
All right, Adam.
I just now should have... Okay, I wrote down something different.
All right, Adam. Jenna is such a fun date, she can touch her blank with her tongue. What do you say, Adam?
Keep it clean.
Well, the simplest answer is the nose, but I'm going to say her chin.
Her chin. That would be a great date. All right, Kelly, you're up first.
Well, I went with that old standby. Jenna can touch her side boob with her tongue.
She can, actually.
Yeah, she can.
She really has done that.
You know, we kind of talk about her side boob a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I know why Jenna's a fun date. She can touch her armpit with her tongue.
Legit.
She's also done that.
Legit.
Yeah.
Well, based on the picture Jenna posted yesterday, I said her butt crack, Chuck.
Wow, you're really flexible.
Jenna.
Oh, my gosh, I can't even come close to that. My life would be so much more exciting. No, I also, like Big Al said, armpit.
She really did that.
Yeah.
Wow, Christine, you're in a very interesting situation. All you have to do is match one person and you win. So good luck.
Yeah, good luck. Here did you know, by the way, you can't touch your elbow with your tongue?
Some people can.
You can.
I bet you money.
You gotta have
Heidi can from Heidi and Frank on our Dish Nation show.
I can touch Kelly's elbow with my tongue.
Oh, yeah,
the other way, Jenna. Your tongue has to go the other way.
Oh, never mind. Shannon just did it. My bad.
I don't even know.
All right, go ahead, Nick.
Okay, Christine, this is for you. Kelly is starting her own church. This Sunday, they're meeting for the first time in a blank.
Well, ding-a-ding-ding.
Dingses. Because it's a church.
Got it.
Ding.
Ding.
Okay, like Christine. Where will Kelly hold her first meeting this Sunday for her new church?
Target, Chuck.
Target.
Target, Chuck.
Good answer.
She does know the game. She called you Chuck.
Yep, right. Right.
Big Al, let's start with you this time.
All right. Kelly's starting her own church. This Sunday, they're meeting for the first time in a giant bean pie.
Got a match. Good
really
answer.
I wanted to say bean pie, too. Yeah.
See?
JC.
I said, in a ditch out back, Chuck.
Good answer. Jenna?
I don't know. I said, maybe it's too obvious for everyone. I said, in a dollar store.
Oh yeah.
Good answer. Kelly?
I said, in a vacant dollar store.
No match.
Well.
What are we going to do? Because we only have one more question left. Why don't we just call it a tie and give them both a T-shirt?
We going to do Al's question?
I mean, because we can. There's only one question left.
We have a quandary. It's a quagmire.
Can they both answer?
Mm-hmm.
Can they both answer? They both answer.
You know what?
We'll let you both answer.
Robert just made an executive decision.
What?
That's why he's
and this is, I don't know if this is a good thing, because now it's going to lead people just to throw the contest. Robert said just to give you both $100 because we're very sorry.
Whoa. So there you go, Adam.
There you go.
For sucking,
you got to get $100. So you both lose, and yet you both win. Yeah. It's sort of like on Ellen and Rosie and all that. Nobody ever loses. They all win.
Yeah.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
You guys enjoy your $100. Thank you for playing with us.
Well, for what might have been the last match game, we might have to come up with a different game next week.
Oh, man.
Man, it's hard to think of those questions.
Hey, we're still giving money away for Double Your Pay. Look at us.
Yep.
What is that, $1,200 today?
Yep.
Yep.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast.
a condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.